Now, the U.S. Homeland Security Chief is concerned about Americans who have fought in Syria and are now back home. Jeff Johnson says the issue has become an issue of homeland security. He added that law enforcement and security forces across the world are focused on foreign nationals heading to Syria, including those from the U.S., Canada and Europe. Western officials are concerned that their nationals fighting the Syrian government become even more radical after joining other insurgents. U.S. authorities have confirmed that militants from some 50 countries are in Syria fighting the government there. Damascus says some Western and regional countries are facilitating insurgents' infiltration into the country. Dr. Randy Short, political analyst, joins me from Washington. Welcome. So, Doctor, how serious a threat are these foreign fighters in Syria for their respective countries?
Well, in as much as if all the NSA spying that we've been hearing about for months from Snowden is in fact real, they know who everybody is, which means there should be no problem if the United States government is serious about dealing with a threat from a person that they funded and trained to do damage overseas and coming back home. And they should be able to mop them up quite easily. There have been no real problems in the United States terms of whatever they call terrorism for the last 13 years. In fact, most people that they have picked up have been people that the FBI or some other intelligence group have trained or recruited and tried to get them, typically black or Muslim men, to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. So I don't think they pose a threat. I think it will be an excuse to take more rights from the American people.
And of course, how serious and genuine do you think Washington is in this warning? Some call it a false flag.
Well, Operation Gladio, Pearl Harbor, the Maine, the incident on the border with Mexico in 1846, the United States has always used fraudulent false flag means to achieve political agenda. As I mentioned, Operation Gladio, where they trained the terrorists who would blow up people. They can stop this whenever they want to. What's really happening is the American public is tired of war, and they're not believing the 9/11 party official line anymore. So now they need to have another thing happen so they can take more rights and keep people under what's becoming a police state with things like the NDAA and other things, shredding our rights, what little we already had.
All right, Dr. Randy Short, political analyst from Washington. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.